Listening Library presents The Accident Season by Moira Fowley Doyle. Read for you by Colby Minifee. So let's raise our glasses to the accident season, to the river beneath us where we sink our souls, to the bruises and secrets, to the ghosts in the ceiling. One more drink for the watery road. When I heard B chant the words, it was as if little insects were crawling in under my spine, ready to change it. I was going to crack and bend, become something other. Our temples were sweating under our masks, but we didn't take them off. It felt like they had become part of our skins. The fire broke and moaned in the middle of the room, and the arches above the doors whispered. I don't know how I knew that Sam's eyes were closed, or that Alice had a cramp in her side. I only knew that I was everyone. I was Alice, with her mouth half open, maybe in excitement or fear. I was Sam, with his hands and fists. I was Bee, swaying in front of us all, her red dress soaked with sweat. And I was me, Kara, feeling like I was coming out of my skin. Bee's feet struck drum beats on the wooden floor. Her words grew louder. Soon we were all moving, and the floorboards were shaking the ceiling downstairs. Wine flew from our glasses and dropped on the floor like blood. When we stamped around the fire in the remains of the master bedroom, we woke something up. Maybe it was something inside us, the mysterious something that connects every bone of our spines, or that keeps our teeth stuck to the insides of our mouths.